House. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. For those of you who have been waiting on the phone lines, thank you. We'll get right to your calls. Got a very, very busy show this next hour. Apparently, students are flocking to Canada because American schools are just too damn expensive. We also have a possible new vaccine that they think could help fight autism symptoms. If 1 in 56 of our kids have some form of autism, maybe this vaccine could help. But I'll tell you a little bit more about it. Plus, this is kind of a fun one. Depending on the breed dog that you have, it tells us about who you are and what your personality is. So that's always kind of cool. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy for your calls. Let's get right to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Maloney calling from Nebraska. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Hey, Doc, how's things going? All right?
Yeah, not too bad. Thanks for asking. What about you?
All right, just heading back to Vegas, though.
Just trekking across the country, you know. Not much to see here in Nebraska right now, you know.
Okay.
You know. So, listen, Doc, real quick. I know you're busy. Look, I had this employee, right? I'm with his the co-worker. He's with me. So, we're talking about it. I figured I'd give you a call. Like, one day, he came in. He's just like, you know, I have I hope I can say this. He said, I have ass cancer. And he says, you know, I'm going to need some days off. And when I go to the bathroom and, you know, I get a lot of blood on the, you know, the toilet paper, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. That's mm-hmm. a lust. Yeah, okay, fine. Take some days off. But do what you got to do. So he comes in and he tells us a story. He says, you know, I got scoped. They found something. They took out a golf ball sized tumor. They sewed me back up. You know, this and that. And he was, like, walking around, like, 3 days later. He said he gave him chemo. And, you know, I just looked at him. I didn't fall off the pizza, you know, delivery van. I know what's going on. I just looked at him. I gave him the days off. It's not a big deal. But that's not no possible.
Nice. Yeah.
You know, like, you know, for them to find it, take it out, and handle it, and all, you know, with a matter of 3 days, right? There would be, like, it would be, like, a long-term type of ordeal, correct?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, if they found a tumor... And they, and,
right.
and, I mean, if they found a tumor and they resected it, then number one is he's got to, you know, deal with that surgery. And sometimes how they resect it is they may actually have to remove part of the bowel. If that's the case, it's definitely going to take a lot more than a few days. But if they were able to just scoop it out, okay, as long as the bleeding stopped and he doesn't feel like he has to run to the bathroom and he doesn't feel weak and in pain, he a lot of times could go back to work, you know, the next week or two. But if, let's say, it was deeper and they ended up finding lymph nodes, etc., he's going to have chemo, radiation. It's going to be a long fight.
Right. So I'm thinking, like, it could have been a polyp, if anything.
You know,
it was something small, something like that, correct? They just scooped it out and done deal. It wasn't, like, golf ball size and so on and so forth. So,
it could. I mean, it could have been. It all depends. I mean, if he claimed it was golf ball size, you know, that is kind of large. But if he says that, no, you know, they found something precancerous, they took it out. My only concern is if you said he had that much bleeding, I'm kind of suspicious that it's more than just a little polyp.
Right. You know, but then again, he's 21 years old, too. He could have just been giving me the song and dance routine as well. You know
yep.
what I mean? Which is fine, whatever, you know. But I just wanted to hear your professional opinion as a doctor. That's all.
Yeah. And how you do it as an employer, and thanks, Maloney, for calling. How you do it as an employer is you ask for a doctor's note. They don't have to go into too much detail because it's their private medical history. But you ask for a doctor's note, and then the doctor has to say when they are allowed to return to work. If the doctor says he could return to work, you know, April 30th, then you know. If the doctor says at this point we're going to have him temporarily disabled until May 15th, then you know. So usually what you should do with an employee if you aren't sure what's going on is have the doctor give a note on when you could go back to work. And then that proves they went to a doctor, right? It also proves you're not trying to dig into their information. You just want to know when they come back to work. You don't need to know the details. And then the doctor's telling you what you as an employer really need to know. Can they go back to work? Can they go back to work full time? Are they fit for work or are they on medications? If he's a delivery driver, if he's on pain medications, he's not going to be able to work. So the doctor has to put something in writing, you know, explaining why he thinks he could go back to work or why not. Okay? Great question. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For those of you that missed the first hour of the show or miss any parts of the show, I definitely urge you to go on to our, go to your app store and get the iPhone app, the Android app, or go to my website at drdalia.com. We talked about in the previous hour your medical records and the privacy of such. One of our callers called in saying, look, you know, I saw a doctor and the doctor, you know, was starting to ask me all these questions about depression and I never brought up anything about depression. It was just a follow-up of labs and blood pressure. And then he put something in my chart that wasn't true. Luckily I had records and I could see it. I made the doctor correct it by doing an addendum. And so we spent some time talking about your privacy and why we really may not have all the privacy we hope for in our medical records, especially with changes. Some people ask, was that a result of Obamacare? Yes and no. Obamacare does now reimburse for mental health screening. All right. And it is urged that we doctors do screen for depression, etc. But also, I think a lot of it is the Sandy Hook Elementary shooting, the Boston Marathon bombing. Whenever there's an incident that, God forbid, causes, where God forbid, somebody is harmed, okay, one of the first questions people ask is, okay, were they seeing a doctor? Were they medicated? And what was the doctor doing? Okay, you bet your butt. Adam Lanza's doctors are now being grilled and investigated, and they're trying to get medical records. Same thing with James Holmes and Dr. Lynn Fenton, who saw James Holmes prior to him leaving the school and then not following up with her a month before the shooting. All right. So doctors are now going to be behind the eight ball if one of their patients, one of their thousands of patients, turns around and hurts somebody, which puts a huge unfair burden on us as doctors. I mean, we could only do so much. But what we discussed is how many people are going to be not very truthful and forthcoming because they don't want anything held against them. They don't want to be put under 24-hour hold. So how are we supposed to screen for mental health if people are scared to death of the government knowing what's on their records? You may not be able to purchase a gun. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way: the right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
All right, we are bad to the bone. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, before we move into these stories, We had a lot of calls discussing mental health issues, and if you didn't have mental health issues, what happens if your doctor diagnoses you with one? Michael writes, a doctor, heard your show earlier this morning. My doctor diagnosed me with bipolar, and he wasn't even a doctor. He was an assistant. How can I purchase a gun later having this diagnosis in my chart? See, that's interesting. We had a call. One of our callers a few minutes ago in the previous hour had said that he had a friend where something was put in his chart and he now can't purchase a gun. You know, what goes into your medical chart is supposed to be truthful. It's supposed to be as close to accurate as possible. If a doctor is not sure and they say, we're thinking that this is colon cancer, or we're thinking that this is bipolar, they have to say probable versus possible. Okay? If you're less than 50% sure, you have to write possible. If you're more than 50% sure, then you write probable. Okay? You have to, protect the records. Those records are not supposed to be released. The government should not, you know, have access to the records, but, you know, we all know, we all know where that's going. And, that's pretty scary stuff. You brought up an interesting point. He goes on here. Michael goes on. I don't want to read the whole email. you know, should he see a doctor? What's an assistant's qualifications? All right, when a doctor has physician assistants or nurse practitioners, currently in most states, they have to practice under the supervision of a doctor. They have to. Although many states now are considering allowing physician assistants and nurse practitioners to act independently because of the healthcare crisis. But usually a physician assistant or nurse practitioner are supposed to be working under the guidance and under the supervision of another, of a physician. All right. And, if you don't think that person was qualified to diagnose you with bipolar, then you have to get a second opinion. All right, and I would suggest then getting a second opinion from the supervising doctor himself or going to a psychiatrist. All right, having bipolar, unfortunately, there's no cut and dry diagnosis. So for those of you that think you have it or unsure, you've probably heard a variety of different definitions. Okay, you got bipolar 1, you got bipolar 2, you have bipolar in which you have a lot of highs and then you have a lot of lows, or some of you are diagnosed with bipolar because you just have some mood swings. You know, you could be in a good mood and then something sets you off. All right, a lot of you get diagnosed with bipolar, but is it really true bipolar? Just because the bipolar medications work doesn't mean it's really bipolar. Maybe, you know, getting a better night's sleep would help your mood. I don't know. But then I have some people that you could tell they were never medicated right. And you could tell because they come into the office screaming about something, and they aren't even my patient yet. So, you know, I would suggest getting an opinion. And if you do get that opinion, okay, and the psychiatrist says, no, you don't have bipolar, then you may want to ask them to put that in writing so that if there is something in your prior notes that you think is going to prevent you later from purchasing a weapon, firearm, being able to get a job, etc., then you need an expert. You need an expert that could, you know, counteract that. But it almost seems easier to try to nip it in the bud. If you think the physician assistant was wrong, call the physician. You know, get in touch with the physician that's supervising him and saying, you know, look, it looks like your, you know, physician assistant, you know, put something in the chart that I don't think is true, and this could now harm me in the future. You know, I was explaining in the first hour, something like that happened in my office, and I have no problem admitting that it happened because, you know, I'm, you know, very truthful and open about what's going on, and these things happen. And again, we're still kind of investigating this, but I had a patient who, I guess, the nurses, for multiple visits had written that she was a smoker and had circled, you know, smoker, yes or no. And it looked like our previous physician assistant had talked to her about smoking, counseled her on quitting smoking, etc. So I had seen her for something, and I don't know if I addressed the smoking issue. I'm not sure. But the note was for something unrelated. And when she acquired a copy of the note, she said, you know, it says on the note, you know, the nurse's area that I'm a smoker. I don't smoke. And I go, oh, okay. Well, then I'll add an addendum. All right. If you say you don't smoke, I believe you. I believe you, and I fix it. Okay. And then she called back going, okay, well, why would the nurse write that? And I go, well, it looks like, you know, the previous, you know, the physician assistant, your previous provider had counseled you on smoking, et cetera. And, you know, she was wrong. She should have asked you if you quit smoking before she put that on your note. And the patient goes, I've never smoked. I never have a history. Expunge that from the file. Now, of course, you're like, okay, you know, you want to make sure you have accurate information. But then on the other hand, you're like, wait a second, is she trying to get insurance? And now she wants us to go back and falsify the records. So, you know, as a doctor, you need to be very careful. So what you do as a doctor is you write present day. And you go, look, patient is informing us that she never was a smoker. And I am, as of now, you know, changing my particular note. I'm not sure what conversation she had with, you know, the previous provider, but I am the owner of this practice. I'm the one responsible. Patient is telling me she never smoked. So that is the history we are adding right now into the chart. Okay, I'm not going to go back and start changing notes. You can't do that. I mean, you can add something to a note as long as it's as an addendum and it's dated the date you're adding it. You can't go back and change the notes. So is the patient trying to say, you know, just like with that first caller, you know, is the employee trying to get out of something? You know, getting out of work? Is the patient trying to, you know, was the patient refused for insurance? And because she was a prior, I mean, you know, for the nurse to put patient as a smoker, for somebody to say yes, you know, they can't just make that up. I mean, our staff has to have had some, you know, affirmation or confirmation of that. I mean, you know, when the patient says, yes, I smoke, I'm trying to quit, et cetera. So, you know, I'm kind of in that predicament going, is she trying to now change old records, or was there really a mistake that was done? And haphazardly, the other staff added that. And again, you know, I know, you know, some doctors are like, you know, gosh, Dahlia, how could you, you know, talk about your practice and admit, you know, certain things that happen? I mean, you know, that's pretty gutsy of you. I don't think it's gutsy. I think it's being honest, okay? You know, every office has, you know, mistakes made, but then some offices, they don't make a mistake, and it could be somebody trying to snow the office. And I have no problem telling you guys. That's just, you know, one thing that we're kind of now dealing with. And so, you know, like what any other doctor's office should do, write an addendum documenting the patient discussion, saying the patient claims you don't have this going on, et cetera, date it as of today's date, and, you know, that's about the best you could do. And say you're investigating whether, you know, at one point she was smoking, and that's why it originally was documented on the notes, but still, it also was a learning curve for our staff. You can't be lazy. I'm assuming that the staff was asking each and every time. All right. And the nurse that apparently did that is no longer working for us. You know, so, you know, it's just one of those things where you just have to oversee everything. But again, I'm still kind of questioning, you know, was she a prior smoker? You also have a lot of people that'll smoke pot, but they aren't cigarette smokers. And so sometimes the nurses will say, well, if you don't smoke cigarettes, I don't have to tell, you know, discuss the pot issue. You know, if you're the nurse, you need to notify the doctor of everything, you know. But then you have patients going, I don't want that in my chart, so I'm not going to tell you. Which is the subject that we, you know, touched upon last hour. If you're concerned that something in your chart is going to be used against you in terms of you being able to purchase a firearm, or you being able to get a job, or you being able to get insurance, are you going to now not be truthful and forthcoming to your doctor? And then what is now the scenario going to be between doctor and patient? Is it going to be, hi, how you doing? Just give me my medicine and just answer no to all his questions? You know, the reason why we established a way for you to trust doctors is because we as doctors can't treat you, you know, if we're only getting half the story. We need the full story. But, you know, when we're getting these stories coming in by patients saying, look, you know, my friend couldn't purchase a firearm because he was diagnosed with this, or patients are saying, look, I never said that, and the doctor's diagnosing me with something, that's scary stuff. I told you about the case where a daughter had seen a doctor, was talking to the doctor, and the doctor was asking about her parents and psychiatric history of the parents, and the daughter goes, oh, my mom is totally bipolar. So doctor wrote bipolar. Records get faxed to a gynecologist because a referral was being made. Mother actually works at the gynecology office. Now there's on a note that mother, who's the employee of that doctor, is bipolar. Mother was never diagnosed with bipolar. I mean, you could have something written in somebody else's charts about you that's not even true. I mean, you know, it's scary stuff. So, you know, as doctors, we know to only write what's true. So what I would have done in that particular scenario, if I was the daughter's doctor, is I would say, daughter claims mom has bipolar. When I asked daughter if mother was diagnosed and being treated, daughter said no. She just believes. You see what I mean? You know, you got to be careful. I urge all healthcare providers to be careful, you know, and I urge all patients to make sure they have copies of the records so they know what's you know, being put there and, you know, could correct anything that they feel is wrong. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Teacher peeing in front of the students, then making them throw out the urine cups. Don't go away.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H drdahlia.com or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Youngevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess a second grade teacher has been fired for inappropriate behavior, including urinating in his classroom in front of the students and then making them take the bottle to the bathroom. Ron Tewitt, I guess it's Patterson County in New Jersey. He has been teaching since 1996. He was teaching second grade at, I guess, school number 13, they call it. Court documents show that between 2006 and 2011, he often urinated, Lord have mercy, in a plastic container with students present and then would ask students to take the container to the boys' bathroom to flush it. Well, what if the little girls didn't want to go to the boys' bathroom? I'm sure it was the boys' bathroom. He would tell his students to close their eyes while he was doing it and would sometimes let the students sit in his motorized wheelchair. Apparently, he had lymphedema, severe leg swelling, and that's why he used a wheelchair. Other accusations said he directed students to go on personal errands for him, improperly drove them home, and sent inappropriate emails to parents. Boy, this guy sounds wacky. The 56-year-old denied some of the charges, and told the state that others were because he was ill and his principal removed some doctor-recommended accommodations from him. They wouldn't allow him to have an elevator, his classroom near the elevator. So that's interesting. I've never gone to a school with an elevator. That's interesting. So I guess back east, you know, because of the multiple stories, you know, because I grew up in the West. So in California, Las Vegas, Phoenix, Arizona, everything is all spread out in one story. I remember one of my schools had two stories. I don't remember there being an elevator, though. I don't know if it was, you know, equipped, you know, for physical handicaps. And one reason why I always thought that there wouldn't be, you know, an elevator is because everybody would kind of be messing around in there. And then that the kids would try to get themselves, you know, they'd purposely try to hit stop in between floors. I wonder how that happens. I wonder how they handle that. Anyway, all right, so I guess, if what I would do, you know, if you were a parent, okay, if you're a parent, just every now and then ask the kids if the teacher does anything odd. What blows my mind, if he did this in front of second grade students, you would think one of the second graders would tell mom or dad, you know, Mr. Tewitt peed in class. And you would think that then the parents would be like, huh? I mean, how does a teacher go for years doing something like this and not one child mentions it, even at the dinner table? Like, oh, my gosh, my teacher was so funny. He peed in class. You know, I mean, unless the teacher told them, if they do tell the parents, they'll get in trouble. I don't know. But still, second graders usually talk. You know, I mean, they usually, you know, blurt. None of my kids could even keep a secret, even now. I got, you know, seventh grader and a fourth grader. If I say, don't tell dad, you know, but I dinged the car, oh, God, dad knows about it before I even get home with the car. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, the first vaccine has been developed to control autism symptoms. Apparently what it does is it works against the bacteria in our guts, in our intestine. Researchers from the University of Guelph in Canada have developed a carbohydrate-based vaccine against Clostridium boletiae. C. boletiae is known to play a role in a lot of GI disorders. It shows up in higher numbers in the GI tracts of autistic children rather than those of healthy kids. More than 90% of children with autism spectrum disorders have GI symptoms, whether it be diarrhea, etc. 75% of autistic kids have diarrhea. A lot of us didn't know that. So if you can control the constipation and the diarrhea by C. boletiae, then they think maybe it could control autism-related symptoms. So they also think that this gut bacteria, C. boletiae, also, releases toxins. And these toxins could be associated with more severe autistic symptoms or even regressive autism. So, when you hear in the news that they have a vaccine for autism, it's not that simple. It's a vaccine against the gut bacteria that can cause these symptoms. And, I like where they're going with this. You know, I have a lot of patients, they have GI upset, and we'll put them on a quote-unquote antidepressant. I don't like to call them antidepressants, the SSRIs, like Zoloft, Paxil, Lexapro, etc. And their symptoms, you know, improve. But their GI symptoms improve. So then you also wonder which came first, the chicken or the egg. You know, was the stress causing GI symptoms, or were the GI symptoms causing the stress? So if this vaccine ends up being effective for kids with autism, it could be then effective for a lot of us with irritable bowel. I mean, Lord have mercy. That would make me, I would go crazy. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, it looks like soaring tuition costs in America is just driving the market elsewhere. And they say that the number of American students at Canadian colleges has now risen 50%. Right now, 10,000 Americans are enrolled in Canadian schools, according to the Institute for College Access and Success. At McGill University in Montreal, they say already 6% of the student body is American, and it's growing. They say American students carry an average of more than $26,000 in debt, and roughly 9% of American grads will default on those loans within 2 years of graduation. Tuition, of course, is the largest cost of attending school in the U.S. Now, what do some of these schools cost? Well, for example, University of Chicago, according to Daily Mail, $45,945. I'm assuming that's per year. George Washington University, $45,780. Stanford, $41,250. Yet, if you go to Canada, I guess McMaster University is $20,000, half the price. McGill, $14,561. University of Winnipeg, $11,115. They say, along with lower tuition costs, American students can use college saving plans, U.S. student loans, and apply for Canadian university scholarships. I got to tell you, Canada's smart. They're smart with this. All right? If they want to attract more students and more money, it's brilliant. I mean, think about it. Okay, it takes me, I think, flying from Las Vegas, I could get to Vancouver. I think it's like a 2.5 hour, 3 hour flight. Well, if you live in New York and you want to go to school in California, that's a 4.5, 5 hour flight. So it's actually, Canada is closer, depending on where you go. Canada is closer for a lot of us. And so people think, well, man, well, I can't believe it. You know, you would actually go out of the country. I mean, going across the country and spending $20,000 more a year, yeah, going out of the country seems pretty attractive. I mean, you know, Canada's smart to attract American students. And why on earth does tuition have to be 45 grand a year? Now, I understand private universities, if you can make the money, make it. I mean, you know, it does, you know, these schools are still filling. I mean, these kids, they want to pay. They'll get the student loans. You know, graduating from a student university has its definite rewards. For me, I went to UNR, School of Medicine in Nevada. Then I finished my last year of medical school through UCLA. I did my out-of-state externships there. So I got to, you know, see the education of both schools. I love them both. I definitely favored UNR because there was a smaller class size and we got to do more hands-on. So whereas the third-year medical students were doing a lot more of the bookwork and the studies and the memorization of the patient cases, we were already delivering babies, taking out uteruses, doing hysterectomies, appendectomies, etc. as a student. All right, because we had to practice, do part of our rotations in Vegas, etc. And so for me, I didn't need a Harvard education. I got one hell of an education because, you know, we were kind of already working in the trenches. We were in an underserved community and we did everything as just a student. I'm not even talking about as an intern, as a student. So for me, I didn't have to drop 45 grand a year. Thank God. All right. But for a lot of kids that, you know, they may not feel they have the choices. Now it looks like they may. But we got to figure something out because it's just too expensive to go to college. Don't go away, guys. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. What your dog says about your personality. Don't go away.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, this is always cute, all right? You know, I love talking about personalities and psychology and all that because, you know, we see trends, and some of us, we know the trends exist, but we just don't want to say it. Well, apparently, researchers from Bath Spa University in England surveyed 1,000 dog owners to determine their personality types. All right, so we could actually read the type of person you are based on your dog. Based on their answers, pet owners were categorized into one or more of these five personality types: extroverted, agreeable, conscientious, emotionally stable, intelligent, and creative. Well, I think I have all of them, and so I would probably say that's why we have so many animals. But anyway, All right, so here we go. Okay, and this is being reported by Fox News. And like I said, the study comes from Bath Spa University in England, and author Lance Workman. Toy dogs. So if you have Chihuahuas, Yorkies, Poodles, Pugs, they say they're more intelligent. They earn high marks for being creative. Not sure why. I mean, see, Chihuahuas pee on me. So I would say not having a Chihuahua is pretty smart. My grandmother had pugs. She loved pugs. I had a big problem with pugs because they were very snotty. They had trouble breathing because of their face. Not my favorite dog, you know, but poodles are smart, all right? Now they call them pastoral pooches, like German shepherds, collies, corgis, right? They said, you're an extrovert. So if you're a German shepherd, collie, you're an extrovert. I could see that. You know, you like going outside with the dog, etc. Now, gun dogs, Irish setters, golden retrievers, spaniels, they call them. Gun dogs, I guess you're more agreeable than other gun dog owners. Is that true? If you have a golden retriever, a cocker spaniel, Irish setter, you're more agreeable. I got to tell you, I love those pointer dogs. I don't know what they would go under. You know, when you go hunting, one of my friends has a pointer dog. Oh, my gosh, I love them. Utility dogs, Dalmatian, Bulldogs, I know I should know how to, Bichon Frise, whatever. Anyway, utility dogs, I guess these people who own them are more conscientious. I don't know. Well, I mean, you'll think about it, like your firemen, but I think our firemen are pretty intelligent and easygoing. Anyway, conscientious. Terriers, Jack Russell, miniature schnauzers, apparently emotionally stable, I guess, overall. I don't know. Working dogs, boxers, Rottweilers, Great Danes, very easygoing and clever, agreeable, intelligent. If you have a hound, all right, hound owners are emotionally stable. Actually, they say terriers may not be as emotionally stable as other people. if you own, now we have some sort of a mix, Japanese chin mutt mix, and we have a golden lab, purebred golden lab, and then we got three cats. And, I mean, the cats, they dictate their own type of, you know. See, here's the thing. When we take a dog, I can understand how this is true. Where you know, if you want a dog, you only want a certain type of dog. I mean, if you ask me what my favorite type of dog was one of our rescue dogs was a Shih Tzu, Lhasa Apso type. And she was so cute. She was easy. She was already trained. She had been found on a freeway covered in mud in the rain. And mind you, in Vegas, it doesn't rain much. So somebody had spotted her, grabbed her, called us and said, look, I just found this dog. And she cleaned her up, but we took her in and took care of her, etc. One of my favorite dogs. But that doesn't mean I'll always go and seek out. When you have a dog that you like, I think that's what determines it. You have a dog that you like. I never thought I was more of a Shih Tzu type of person. I always thought I would be more of a Great Dane, German Shepherd, Collie, Lab type of girl. But then you start having kids. And, you know, like the Lab is just a big, 150-pound dog that just, I mean, he's all full of love, but he knocks you over. Well, I got a mom who could break a hip, and I got, having young kids, I don't think I'm going to have a large dog until, everybody gets their bone density back up and, everybody's tall enough to not be knocked over by the dog. So I think it's also experience, and cats, they just dictate their own personality. So if you have a cat that's a witch, right, and just, snarls at everybody, that's not you. You just got a wrong cat. 1-877-DUCK-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I watched the Duck Dynasty episode yesterday where I guess they were having a mice problem. And so, the pop and Miss K got cats. They ended up giving me three cats. Cats didn't do anything but, stay on the couch. They didn't do much. Just kind of sat there. Yeah. Yeah, so that's, I 1-877-DOC-DALI. I love that show. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we talked about how a bill would allow non-citizens to serve as California jurors. The Democratic Assembly has put forth a bill that apparently has passed, where the pool of prospective jurors can now be extended to non-citizens. Now, they have to be in the country legally to serve on duty, but non-citizens. Now, a lot of you have been calling in the previous hour when we were live on XM. This particular hour plays on XM, but not live. This particular hour plays on XM at 5 in the morning Eastern, 2 in the morning Pacific. And many of you had huge issues with this, saying, you know, look, you know, when you swear, you know, and you take an oath, right? When you're a citizen, you know, to protect the Constitution, uphold it, you know, how could you serve on a jury? Now, I didn't realize this, but I guess, you know, Democratic lawmakers said there's really no citizen requirement to be an attorney or a judge, even. So you could have a judge that's a non-citizen judge us. And I know judges are supposed to be impartial. Many of you think, well, it really doesn't matter. Okay, you know, you have somebody willing, you know, to, you know, serve, that's great. I don't know, though. I mean, you know, that to me just doesn't make sense. I mean, is it really that hard to become an American citizen? I mean, you know, if you have people living here and they, I mean, yeah, and you could also have dual citizenship. I know with some countries you could have dual citizenship, can't you? I mean, is it that they really love their, you know, country so much that they don't want to renounce their citizenship? Well, then why aren't they living there? I don't get it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of these days we'll talk about getting out of jury duty. A lot of you have asked me what medical condition allows you to get out of jury duty. This is why, though, states like California have to fill up the jury pool with non-U.S. citizens. I think it's sad. They say 15% failure to report rate is what they're seeing now in California. 15%, and that's in 20% of the courts now throughout the country, are reporting higher percentages of failure to respond, failure to appear. I mean, I would say just do your jury duty. You know, I understand a lot of us, and I still don't understand the whole concept of jury duty in terms of, you know, if you're a single mom and you have a couple kids, what are you supposed to do with the kids? You know, if you don't have anybody to take the kids to school and pick them up, you know, do you just take the kids with you to jury duty? And from what I understand, you can't bring the kids. So I really don't know what single moms are able to do, or do they get an exemption? I don't know. But I know a lot of you come in trying to get exempt from jury duty. You suffer from migraines, et cetera. And I get that. I have migraines also. But this is exactly why we have to now turn to, in some states, to non-citizens. And if that's who you want judging you, then fine. If you don't care, if you don't think it makes a difference, great. But if you do care, stop trying to get out of jury duty. All right? Okay. Whew. All right. We got a best of coming up. Got to give a talk today. Please tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. Saturday Pacific time. I'm sorry. 10 a.m. Yeah, 10 a.m. Pacific time. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. And most of all, be safe. God bless. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white
church. Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay, can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.